Let Jesus lay the axe to the root of anger. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. One of the problems many of us, including believers, face is our anger, our temper issues. And sometimes it just gets out of control, maybe almost all the time. That anger becomes such a big issue in the lives of so many believers. Something ticks them off, something tips them over, and there are outbursts of anger. And James tells us that the wrath of man, when a man is angry, he does not do what is right in the eyes of God. And many of us can attest to that. That in our outbursts of anger, we have said and done things that have just been totally displeasing to God and hurtful to people. This root of anger manifests itself not only in these outbursts of anger where we say and do all kinds of wrong things, but also manifests itself in our attacks on people. Sometimes, even when people are absent from us, we begin to attack them. Proverbs 14 verse 17 says, he who is soon angry deals foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. You know, we begin to deal foolishly, we begin to devise wicked things. But on the contrary, Proverbs 14:29 says that a man who is slow to anger is of great understanding. He's able to handle things with understanding and with wisdom. For some of us, you know, anger has become a lifestyle. It's by default. For some of us, of course, it's a reaction to what people say. And sometimes it's born out of stubbornness. It's born out of guilt, or it's born out of self-centeredness, whatever. There could be so many reasons why we are given to anger. But you and I must come to the place where we recognize that we need anger to be dealt with. And the right way to deal with it is to ask Jesus to lay the axe to the root of anger in our lives. Now, when we get angry, Paul tells us in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, he says, be angry, but don't sin. Of course, anger is an emotion. We feel it, but it should not lead us to sin. And he says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. That means get it out of your life before the day is over. Because in the next verse, he says, don't give place to the devil. When we react angrily, we're actually opening a door to the devil in our lives. Would you and I take time to pray and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to lay the axe to the root of anger in my life. And instead, I want the fruit of the Spirit, which is gentleness, goodness. I want that to come forth out of my life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we invite you to lay the axe to the root of anger, that we will be people, no matter what the situation, we will respond and react as Jesus would, and that gentleness and goodness will effuse out of our lives because of the work of the Spirit. Lord, I just take authority over every spirit of anger that's controlled people, and I command that spirit to come out of their emotions, come out of their lives for them to be set free. And I also speak healing to conditions in their lives that have been connected to anger, that arthritis and pain and other physical infirmities be taken out of their bodies, even as anger is released from their emotions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Supernaturally. For more resources to strengthen your spiritual walk, please visit apcwo.org.